Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our exciting theme of Jesus and miracles. And you know, for the last 2 days, we have been talking about the Canaanite woman who came to Jesus and how she had to overcome so much. She had to have such determination to get to the place where she received her miracles. And my friends, sometimes there are things that we have to overcome, that we have to push through in order to receive miracles from God. So this is the third session on this Canaanite woman that is found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 and through 28. And we've talked about how she had to overcome being, first of all, ignored by Jesus. He didn't respond to her request at all. And then being told by the disciples of Jesus that she needed to be sent away. They wanted to get rid of her. And then she was told by Jesus that she was of the wrong race at that time. He said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then it was at this point, and this is where our focus came last week. At that point, where most people would have already long ago left in a huff, she came and she worshiped him. Wow. She came and she worshiped him. And then she said, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." She worshiped him. She showed honor and devotion and reverence. And in the midst of her worship, then she presented her request, her cry for help. "Lord, help me." Oh, my friends, how we need to maintain, no matter what we go through, how we need to maintain an attitude of honor and homage, reverence and respect towards our God. Oh, and then in the midst of that, present our request. "Lord, help me." And then Jesus responded a second time, which could be interpreted as an insult. He answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Now, Jesus purposely did not use the word, the regular word for dog. He used a diminutive, a word that is called a diminutive. It meant a little dog. Now, this is very important because you see, there were the regular sized dogs. They were outside dogs, and you know, they were rough and they could, you know, make it on their own very much, and they slept outside and they roughed it and so on. But then there were little dogs that were the family pets. Some of you probably have little dogs like this. And at mealtimes, these little dogs, these family pets, they would sit around the table. And they were waiting because, remember, there were large families. They didn't have family planning in those days. And families were large. And so you could have easily 8, 10, 12 kids sitting around the table eating, and kids can be messy eating, and the crumbs fall to the floor, and so the little dogs, they're there enjoying the meals with the rest of the family because of the scraps that are falling, the morsels that are falling to the floor. And so Jesus purposely used this, I believe, to give this woman an opening and an opportunity, and to see just how determined she was. You could say that this was a test of faith, the ultimate test, the final test, to see how much do you really want this? How much do you really desire this? And how willing and determined are you to be to obtain this request? And so what could have been an insult, she turned into an expression of ultimate faith that even amazed Jesus. She saw her opening. So I'm going to read what I have written down here. You see, Jews referred to Gentiles as dogs, a derogatory designation since outdoor street dogs were unruly scavengers. Jesus, however, used little dogs, giving a different picture, a picture of a house pets sitting around the table waiting for the crumbs to fall from the children as they ate. And the woman took this opening and made her case before Jesus. Here's what she said. She said, "Yes, Lord." In other words, I'm not going to argue with you. "Yes, Lord." Excuse me. "Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." You see, she came and she reasoned with the Lord. So what Jesus is talking about here, the Jews have a covenant with God. They are his people. And even in the Old Testament, he called himself their father. And so the promises were to Israel, to the covenant people of God. And there are promises of healing in the Old Testament. In fact, God even called himself Yahweh Rophe, Exodus 15:26. Jehovah Rapha, sometimes it's called. Yahweh Rophe, the Lord your physician, the Lord your healer. But this was a part of the covenant blessings of God's people, Israel. And so this is what Jesus is referring to when he said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." But yet by using the word, not the normal word for dog, the outside, the scavenger zone, but the little dogs that sit around the table, Jesus gave the woman an opening. And she took it. And she reasoned with the Lord. And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Okay, I'll accept the fact that I'm like a dog, but I'm a little dog like you're talking about. And even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered and said, "Oh, woman." Jesus was impressed. Jesus was amazed. "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you as you have desired." And her little daughter was healed from that very hour. Oh, she would not take no for an answer. She reasoned with Jesus. And the Bible does say in the Old Testament, "Come now and let us reason together." And she received just what she needed from the Lord. Let me tell you, I'll close this with another testimony, a miracle. I think this was back in the 1990s. My nephew, whom I love very much, call him Jimbo. His name is Jim Hyatt. Jimbo was a teacher of auto mechanics at, I believe it was North Lamar High School, I believe it was. And one day, some food at lunchtime got lodged in his throat and couldn't get it out. And he was rushed to the hospital. And they had, it was a very serious situation. They couldn't get it loose and they had to cut open his side and through some ribs to get to his esophagus. And my brother called me to pray, and they said the doctors said, you know, he had maybe a 50-50 chance of surviving. Well, I was praying, you know, and so on. And actually, that weekend I was coming up to preach at it was the church my parents, I believe, I'm not sure if they were still pastoring, but I was preaching somewhere in the area. So I stopped to see Jim. He did not look good. His face was white and pallid. He looked like, as they would say, death warmed over. And he was just barely talking. He wasn't responsive. And I tell you, I left, of course I prayed with him, but I left there very deeply concerned. That was on Saturday. I preached the next day on Sunday and ate lunch with my parents. And then I went up to a walking track at a little country school not far from there. This was a rural area, and there was a community center, and there was a walking track, and I was walking around the track, and I was praying, and I was reminded of the words of Isaiah, "Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And And I was praying for Jim Bone. Yes, I was praying God's promises, but I began to reason with God because he was a young man, had two small children. I began to reason with him, and I said, God, I just don't believe that it would be right for Jim to go at this time. He's young. He's got a family. His family needs him. His children needs him. And it just wouldn't be right. You'll have to give me a special revelation. If he's supposed to go at this time, you'll have to give me a special revelation because not only of his promises, but because it is just not logical and reasonable for him to be taken out at this time. And I, as I was walking around the track praying and making my case before God, and God even said one time, and this is also in Isaiah, he said, present your case. Come, let us reason together. Present your case. And I presented my case to God in prayer. Not only the promises, but a reasonable case why Jimbo should not die at that time, why he should be healed and brought out of this situation. Well, I talked to some friends, healing evangelists, who were preaching at another church in the area, and they had gone by to see him. And I saw them that Sunday. Actually, I didn't eat lunch with my parents. I went there after I met this couple at a restaurant in Paris and ate lunch with them. And they had been up to see Jimbo, and they were people of great faith, healing ministries, but they didn't offer any encouragement. And I knew that they just confirmed this was really serious. And so it was after that, then I went out to my parents, and I'm walking around praying, making my case. And while I'm doing that, making my case in prayer, the burden for Jimbo lifted. There was a peace that came into my soul. And I had this sense everything was okay. I went back to preach at church that night. It was at the Gospel Lighthouse, I remember now, in Powderly, Texas. And Jimbo's mother, my sister-in-law, Betty, she got up and she said, she wanted to tell the whole church. She said, Jimbo called just before we came to church, and she said to tell everybody that they can stop praying and go to praising. Well, I went by to see him the next morning. A total change. He was sitting up in a chair. The normal color was back in his face. He was talkative and talking. Oh, and I knew that something had happened when I was walking around that track, not only claiming God's promises, but presenting my case, presenting my argument to the Lord. And that's what this Canaanite woman did. She presented an argument to the Lord when she said, yes, Lord, you're right. It's not right to take the bread and throw it to the little dogs. However, Lord, you know, and I know, that the little dogs eat the bread that falls from the master's table. Man, she made her case. And Jesus said, oh, woman, great is your faith. I can't deny you this. Go. And be it to you as you have desired. And her little daughter was healed in that same hour. Oh, what an incredible testimony and story of faith. My friends, don't give up. Be strong. Keep your faith in God. Worship Him. Honor Him. Revere Him. Reverence Him. And there are times you will even need to make your case before God. And I'm Eddie Hyatt, and I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my books on Amazon and on my website. And I look forward to seeing you for the next episode of the Awakening Podcast.